are you guys? Yeah, I mean, that's been a big just sharing the ball like that, getting it to all sorts of different guys' hands has been a big thing really all season. But really, obviously, it's really kind of showing lately. I think, you know, obviously adding Jay a couple weeks ago, that's another mouth to feed in the backfield there. And so I think we're just doing a really good job. I think the coaches are doing a great job of putting guys in the right spots to make plays, to excel at what they're good at. And then we just, you know, we do a good job just creating mismatches and finding the right place to go with the ball. Yeah, I mean, honestly, the bye week came at a perfect time for that. I think everybody just, with the bye falling in the middle of the year, just was a perfect break for us all mentally and physically. Then we came back after that bye week. We were all pretty hungry, you could tell, and ready to get back to it. So I'm really not too worried about that. I'm just really excited to just keep working. Yeah, I mean, I feel like mentally it's consistently just taking another next jump. You know, kind of every game last year I thought it did. Throughout the offseason, though, was the biggest jump, just within the offense, just having command, knowing the ins and outs, you know, getting more freedom at the line of scrimmage as well, and different things like that. So I think that's been the biggest thing for me. Really every game I thought I just mentally came along. Now that physically things were maybe not always there, but mentally I thought every game, every opportunity, every rep was really helpful for me.
Do you think that's allowed you to be more aggressive?
You know, I've always been a pretty aggressive player, but maybe just a little more confident with the aggressive chances, you could say.
Doug was saying when they met with you before the draft, they put four or five plays up on a board, talked to you for a while, and then tested your recall that way. What do you remember about that experience?
Boy, that seems like forever ago now. I know they did that. You know, a lot. That was kind of a big thing within the draft process, was just kind of seeing your recall, seeing your football IQ and everything. And I don't remember a ton about it other than I thought all those went pretty well, and I thought I fared pretty well in those.
You remember the
plays? I remember a couple of them, actually.
You stayed in progression, same kind of progression, what Mitch was doing for Chicago, what you've been doing for perfect kicker. You stayed in that same kind of progression.
Honestly, I haven't really been paying attention too much to what he's been doing. We have the same agent, so I know Mitch. We talked and hung out a little bit before the draft and everything. He's a great dude, great kid. You know, he's a competitor, but I really couldn't comment too much about how he's been playing because I haven't followed it too much.
Carson, you've spoken a lot about how Sunday night, just an emotional win, got three road games staring at you after this one. How do you avoid this game?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us is, and I think that's something we've done so well all year, is just staying in the moment, winning every day, winning the week. I know sometimes it sounds redundant, it sounds cliche, but it's really what we do. It's really the mindset we have around here, every practice, really every rep. Guys are going all out, guys are really locked in, focused, and I don't think we have the guys that are going to let any of that slip away.
A lot of unselfish players on this team. Why do you think that is?
That's a good question. Now, I think, first of all, we're very fortunate with the guys that we have. With the character that we have, but it's the culture that we've built, and it starts with Coach Peterson. You know, it starts with him and just creating that culture, that atmosphere of unselfish play. And ultimately, it always helps when you're winning and guys are having fun doing it. And so it's really shown all the way back to OTAs, training camp. I mean, we were spreading the love, and you know, guys are. I think it's really cool for me to see how excited other guys get when other guys score. Maybe another guy was open on the play, but his buddy scored, and we're all celebrating together. I think that's just the sign of a really close team, and I think that's what we are.
How much impact can the quarterback have over that as well because of the position?
Yeah, I mean, naturally, just I would say just all leaders on the team. You know, all leaders on the team, both offensively and defensively, have a big voice in that, and making sure that's the case, and just trying to keep everybody going with that. And I think that everybody's done a really good job of that.
Has Sean played a role in that kind of sharing that you talked about? I mean, he's projected number one and hasn't had volume type of receiving yards and catches.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like I said, like we always say, like that's I think what makes our offense really special is being able to share and spread the ball around like that. And Alshon's been, you know, an unbelievable teammate. You know, he's a classic example of sometimes he's open and another guy's scoring the touchdown. He's right there usually orchestrating the celebration, you know. So it's just we're having fun out there, and everybody's so selfless, so it makes it really fun to play.
When we talk about balance, how important is it for the quarterback to have trust in every player that you're throwing to, and is that something that needs to be kind of developed?
Yeah, I mean, trust is never just given right away. It's got to be earned, and I think we've earned that throughout OTAs, throughout, you know, this – you know, we've talked a lot about it, but going to North Dakota this summer, getting that bond with some of those receivers, training camp and everything. So I think we've really developed a lot of trust with each other, the whole offense, the receivers and tight ends especially. That's just, you know, the more games, the more guys get thrown in, I don't really think twice about who's in there. You know, I just kind of know the progression, know the read, and just trust those guys.
Carson, you Sunday, it seemed like you would almost let a rusher sometimes get into you before you would quickly step aside. Do you have like a – how do you handle that? Do you have like a method for sidestepping a
sometimes, but honestly, it's usually just instincts and reaction. Sometimes you're waiting on a play or a route to break open, and so you're trying to wait last second, and then you get out. Sometimes you see them coming, and you want to just lure them in a little bit, but honestly, usually it's just instincts.
Carson, you really haven't followed what Mitchell's doing in Chicago as much as you can. Can you relate to it? And as a rookie last year, did a lot of veterans, even after games, give you advice and kind of help you along a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, everyone had their own thing to say and their own kind of input. I remember my rookie year without a doubt. You know, it was last year, and at this point in the year, we were kind of on a little skid and everything. So I do know the feeling a little bit, but, again, I haven't followed him too much. But, yeah.
I know you're not much in the stats, but the completion percentage is down this year compared to last year. Is that because you're attempting more passes downfield?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a number that I'd like to get higher. Again, I'm not crazy about stats at the end of the day. What really matters is wins and losses, but without a doubt, I'd like that to get higher. But I do think it's a product of taking more chances down the field, taking more shots, being aggressive, and, I'm not going to get too hung up in that. I'll let Coach Peterson handle those. We enjoyed it, though. We enjoyed making those plays and everything.
Kenyon Barner was saying that your touchdown pass to Torrey Smith on Sunday, he was like the fifth progression. How much faster now are you able to go through your progressions than, say, a year ago at this time?
Yeah, a lot quicker. Without a doubt, a lot quicker. I think that's one of the biggest things I've talked about, just mentally, just continually developing is pre-snap and then post-snap, just accelerating my vision. We talk about a lot, and just knowing my progressions, knowing where the answers are. And, you know, on that play specifically, give Torrey credit. I mean, he was getting held like crazy, but he just kept fighting. And when you know you're the fifth guy in a progression, sometimes it's easy to maybe just take that play off, so to speak. And, you know, that's not what we do around here. And that's what I just got to give credit to Torrey for fighting through that one and making the big play. Yeah, you know, their defense is solid. You know, they have a big physical front. They have some solid linebackers. Obviously, they're now without Leonard Floyd, who is a really good football player. On the back end, they're solid as well. You know, and they mix it up really well. And so we got to just, you know, come out and execute and run our normal stuff, but ultimately just try and make more plays than them.
Carson, you had success in college, but how different does it feel being 9-1 here in the pros? Maybe you guys shouldn't be winning every game by two touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it's still football. It's still football, and I've always had high expectations and, you know, always kind of go into every game expecting to win. And so I don't really get too hung up in that. I just take it one game at a time. But, it's still just football, and we're fortunate enough to be where we're at.
Thanks,
everybody.